A good day, Erev Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 166. One hard work aspect that we need to do in order to develop a healthy self-esteem is to break the habit of approval addiction. Mark Twain once said that a man cannot be comfortable without his own approval. We are often preoccupied with how we come across to others. And if we are overcritical of ourselves and have a hard time accepting and loving ourselves as we are right now, then we would tend to look outward for the love and approval that we lack from within. And that's really an impossible achievement. It will not happen. No amount of approval from others will replace the self-acceptance and the self-love that we need to have within ourselves. You'll never get enough. There'll always be a sense that you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop and worrying whether you'll be met with rejection or disapproval. That's why those who lack that self-love or the recognition that, you know, Hashem made you special the way you are, and if we don't accept that, we often develop different forms of social anxieties and placing too much emphasis on what others think of us. One person, Judith Belmont, her name is, wrote books on self-esteem, said that one young adult client of hers stuttered when he was anxious and even developed mild panic attacks when talking to others, fearing that they would think that he sounded dumb or boring. He claimed like he felt like an approval addict, needing a fix of approval from his fellow students or professors to feel okay with himself. In his case, as in many who suffer from social anxiety, low self-esteem, to complicate matters, his perception became very distorted, and he actually perceived criticism and rejection even when there wasn't any. And in those days, he felt even more secure just from a glance or a comment or an expression from someone, and he twists it as a sign of disapproval. Just seeing a friend looking down at his phone while talking to him threw him into a self-esteem crisis. So you need to ask yourself that. Work through not being so dependent on, or not being dependent at all on seeking approval from others in order to get your self-esteem up. It is important, halavai, we should all have this, and there should be shuls that establish this, or rabbeim that establish this, that there should be a network of friendship. Not in the yeshiva years you have this sometimes, but close, like-kind friends that are good people to connect with each other and develop a network to give chizik to each other. Someone once said that a friend is one who knows you as you are and understands where you have been and accepts what you have become and still gently allows you to grow. Now, if you have low self-esteem, you're more likely to distrust people since the foundation of trust in yourself is shaky, and that'll make you more self-protective. All too often, a fear of disapproval or ridicule or rejection or just not fitting in ends up making you feel more and more isolated. And to ward off that fear of rejection, to ward off that fear of disapproval, you ironically end up being more self-critical and more critical of others. Which hardly really protects yourself. You know, the key really is that you may be protect yourself from your others, but you will not, you're not protecting yourself from yourself. Meaning this protectiveness is a self-imposed isolation. So it's very important to work through with healthy people, to have social support one another, to nurture each other. Not just the women where it comes naturally, but even men, in a healthy way, to connect it. The healthy social connection of ahavas chaverim in the right way brings about a simcha. That's why in Hasidic cultures, especially, let's say Lubavitch, others, they have something called a farbringen, where they just get together. Part of it, if they do it the right way, there's Torah. There is Torah, there is singing, and there's also a discussion between each other in growth and Avodas Hashem and so on and so forth. And that's a very healthy thing to do. Another thing that we can do is to treat others with a chesed, with a compassion. Someone once said, I think it was Plato, now he was a Greek philosopher, but again, you know, a lot of their stuff was not good at all, and krum. This particular line, I guess, chachma b'goyim tamen. He said, be kind for everyone. Everyone you meet is fighting a harder battle. And that's very true. Not always true, because sometimes you are fighting a harder battle than the other person. But basically, the other person has their own peckle. They have their own burden. And when you recognize that, when you communicate with someone else, that idea of trying to treat ourselves with kindness and self-compassion always includes extending that same sense of chesed and compassion to others, being able to forgive others, having compassion for others, even if they hurt you. And of course, if they're on purpose hurting you and they're abusive, you protect yourself from them. But the ones that were well-meaning and just made a mistake, by, you know, forgiving them, it releases you from the chain of bitterness and resentment. It's not condoning bad behavior, but you deserve better than to just be chained to the negativity and bitterness by having other people have power over you. And that's what you do when you hold on to resentment, even if it was rightful resentment of someone hurting you. You're chained by it. You have a right to protect yourself from harm from those people, but don't be chained by it. Treating others with as much chesed as possible has great benefits. If you have a chesed and kindness to others, k'mayim panim al panim, it'll reflect back on you. Chesed will be pouring on you. You catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. People who are positive tend to attract positive people. People who are critical and negative and judgmental tend to push them away, which leads to isolation and conflict-ridden relationships. So it's very important to connect with love and acceptance. And sometimes, again, the gift of forgiveness is basically you're given another chance to make a new beginning, or you're giving someone else a chance to make a new beginning. Forgiving doesn't mean that they were right and you were wrong. That's not what it means. It's letting go of the chains of the past. Forgiveness is much more about you than about the other person. Your thoughts of the bitterness now are holding you back, and when you forgive, believe, shalom, it releases you from that bitterness. What I'm talking about by now is very, very hard. I know that. I know from my own life. I know from other people's lives. It's not easy to forgive someone who really seriously hurt you. Again, we're not talking about when you have to protect yourself, you know, and you need to make those gedarim strong. We're talking about when you are protected already. You're not going to be hurt by this person anymore. And then what do you do with it? You let go. And the holding on to negativity hurts us more than it hurts the person who hurt you. The idea also is to develop bigger than yourself goals. The more you lose yourself in something bigger than yourself, the more energy you'll actually have. It's a paradox. You're thinking about your own self-growth, true, but you think about what you need to do with the gifts you're given to serve Hashem with. That's the broader picture, and that actually brings you the most happiness. When we are generous with our resources of time and money and caring and compassion, we end up feeling better than those that have a self-focused mindset. This is very interesting. It's a study that research has shown. It's not a matter of your IQ or your skill level in any particular area, but it's about pursuing goals of common good beyond yourself. In other words, you think along the lines of what your shlichus in the world is. What does Hashem want from you in this world? What does He want you to accomplish? So to review the various concepts we learned in this particular shiur, number one, to break the habit of approval addiction. You don't need someone else to determine your self-worth. Number two, to develop a support network with good friends to give each other chizik and support. Number three, to treat others with a chesed and with a compassion. And number four, to give others the gift of forgiveness. The gift of forgiveness that releases you from a lot of the bitterness and resentment that you may feel. And the last is to develop a bigger than yourself goal, to recognize you're here for a shlichus to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all the clarity to be able to see what our tafkid is, but that gives us a certain amount of simcha and a sense of well-being and calmness and menuchas ha-nefesh. Recognizing that all, again, it's a true anivus is everything you got or you are getting is a gift from Hashem. You don't bash yourself. They're gifts. Didn't come from your own. It comes from a chesed Hashem. But he wants you to utilize it and propel yourself forward. And to serve him the best way possible. And to use your energies the way Hashem blessed you with it. And to fulfill your potential to the greatest degree. And that gives you the most simcha. And hakaras hatayv to Hashem who gave you the schus to do this for his world, for Klal Yisrael. Bracha v'atzlacha.